Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Dr. Rita Marie is trying to get on. She's been having some technological difficulty, and so meantime, this is Lynn, and I will do my best to talk to you, and we'll have our conversations here. If you have any questions or things you'd like to say, and you're on the chat, which you can find down below, you can type it in, and I will make sure that they're asked on the air, and we can have a conversation that way. If you'd like to come onto the phone number is 424-243-9555. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, and then we can open your line and talk to you that way. And it appears Dr. Rita Marie is here. Hello.
Hey. It appears
that I was not able to get in very well. You're real faint.
I'm not
at least
sure
for me, you're real faint.
So I'm very happy to be here. I had to actually come in as a guest, so hopefully it's not going to make a difference
there.
In terms of this, but I could only get in as a guest. It kept kicking me out. So I'm here. Well, thank you. Thank you for introducing.
Yes.
So I'm just going to start by saying hello and welcome. Welcome to our show, and it's the Vibrant Health Solutions Radio Show. I'm Dr. Rita Marie Lascalzo, and I love coming and spending time with you each week and bringing you cutting-edge information to help you be as healthy and happy as you possibly can be. And we know very well that health is tied in with happiness, because it's really hard to be happy if you're not healthy, and it's really hard to be healthy if you're not happy. They go hand in hand, and it's really important. So I love researching and sharing all the things that I've had from my 25 years of clinical experience with working with people around the world and helping them to deal with health issues. So we're at the holiday season, and it's one of my favorite times of the year because it's a time where we are encouraged to connect and share love and connect and just all of our feelings with other people, as opposed to just, you know, going about our business and walking really fast past. But the unfortunate thing is a lot of the attention at this time of year goes towards not necessarily the connection, but the food. Because there's all these events, starting from Halloween back in the end of October, which seems like it was just yesterday, then to Thanksgiving, which seems like it was yesterday and it was 3 or 4 weeks ago, and into Christmas, which is happening, Hanukkah, which happened and ended a few days ago, started a week ago, and then we have Kwanzaa, and then we have Solstice, and whatever tradition you celebrate, there's usually a food tied with it. And that's one thing, food is wonderful, food is nourishment, but the unfortunate thing is that the foods that we focus on are not necessarily the foods that are bringing us that health and joy that we most want. And then most people end up by the end of the season and waking up on New Year's Day going, okay, love this stuff around my middle? Not. And what do I do to have to get rid of it? And that's where the good old New Year's resolutions come in. And, you know, we know how those go, the New Year's resolutions to get thin, get fit, get everything else. And it doesn't seem to happen. And for a lot of folks, there's that extra 3 to 5 pounds, 2 to 3 pounds, even 1 to 2 pounds that accumulate this year, don't go away, accumulate the next year. And over time, that adds to a lot of extra load, which is, you know, if you're self-conscious about it, it doesn't feel good. Your clothes stop fitting properly, so you have to buy new clothes. So that's just a cost that you don't want to have to bear. But it's the toll it takes on your health and your self-esteem that's really important. So I like to look at this season as a magical season. And one of the holidays that we celebrate at this time of year is the winter solstice. And for us, the focus is not so much about the food, but everything else. And yes, I have holiday parties. And yes, we make a lot of yummy foods. But we don't let go of the goal of being healthy. We incorporate the goal of being healthy into the celebrations. So not just working on the foods and what foods can we serve, but what are some of the rituals that we can do that connect us with the people we love and connect us with that vision that we have for ourselves, that picture of who we are and who are, we are becoming and how we're stepping into that greater and more majestic us. So I wanted to spend time today on this show really honing in on some of the things that you can do at this time of year to step forward into that you that is so much potential. And so many times because of maybe the way we grew up or the jobs we've had or the situations that life's dealt us, that we feel kind of pushed down. And we don't necessarily step into or even see the magic that we have inside. We all have that magic inside. And I want to share with you a few things that we do at this time of year. But I don't want to let go of the food just yet because people ask me all the time, well, what do you eat and how do you celebrate without all these great foods? I could eat cardboard and be with the people I love and be able to connect with the people I love. And I'd be perfectly happy. I really don't care. Yeah, I enjoy good food just as much as the rest of you. I love taking ingredients and putting them together and taking ingredients that are really good for us, putting them together and making them seem similar to some of those treats that I grew up on. I loved the treats that I grew up on just like the rest of you. But I think we all lose sight of the connection. And I know that sometimes when we're celebrating Thanksgiving with the family, everybody's, it's all about the food and the food and the food, and you're making food for days, and then all of a sudden it's sit down and just delve in without really stopping and making time for some ritual that honors and appreciates the people around us and the connection that we have. And then it's off back to our lives until we meet again a year later. So what if we could bring deeper connection into those times that we get together? What if we could bring more connection to deep inside of us and allowing that potential to shine out in the world and allowing it to reach those people who we can help? And what if we could connect more deeply with those folks and then bring that love and that experience into the whole rest of the year? So I want to talk a little bit about solstice, because it's not something I celebrated growing up. We celebrated Christmas. And it's not something I celebrated in the early years of my marriage. I married someone who grew up Jewish. So we incorporated together the Jewish traditions and the Christian perspectives at this time of year. So we'd have the Christmas tree, and we'd have the menorah, and we'd have the Hanukkah dreidel, and we'd celebrate for 8 days with all the little fun things and the connections with the kids, and when we had kids, and then we'd do the little gifts and have fun. And then we'd celebrate Christmas, and sometimes they'd overlap, and we'd be doing them together, but it's just been fun to incorporate those two things. And then probably about 10 years ago, I became involved with a women's group, a women's spirituality group, different from anything I'd experienced before, but it definitely resonated with the depths of me. And we started to explore other cultures and other religions and rituals. And I got really connected to the importance of rituals, and we all have them. You know, ritual sounds like, oh, my God, what is that? Is that, you know, some kind of witchery or whatever? But everybody has rituals. We all have rituals about teeth brushing, or we have rituals about, certain ways we sit down to meals with family members, or in the Christian religion, we have the ritual of going to get communion, sorry, I didn't remember, communion on Sunday, or we had the ritual of the stations of the cross, or we had rituals. In the Jewish tradition, there's the ritual of lighting the candles and saying a prayer every night of Hanukkah. So rituals are just these things that we do, and they're repetitive, and they have meaning. You know, that's really the definition of a ritual. It's something that we do, and we do it the same way each time, and it has deep meaning. So when I learned about what the solstice was, and that there were a lot of pagan traditions and very earth-centered religions that had these traditions, I was intrigued, because what we do when we honor the life cycles of the earth, we look at what are these changes that happen. You know, the cyclical changes that happen, the new moon and the full moon, the cyclical changes that happen over the year with the various seasons. And when you think about the seasons and the change of seasons, all of those things are based on what? They're based on the position of the sun. So we celebrate at solstices, and we have the summer solstice and the winter solstice. We celebrate the way that the shift is happening in, you know, positions in the sun and the earth, such that up until the winter solstice, every day the days get shorter and shorter. Have you noticed that? Starting in June, July, August, we're having less and less and less daylight. And now here in my hometown in Austin, Texas, it's 5:43 in the evening, and we have sunset is happening. I can look out my window and look towards the west, and I can see this kind of orangey glow. It's still light out, so it's not all the way down, but we're approaching the shortest day of the year. So in the tradition of looking at the winter solstice, we're looking at the days getting shorter and shorter and shorter, so the dark is taking over, right? If we look at dark and light as two different aspects of nature. So the dark is taking over. It's getting longer. It's predominating over the light. And then on that magical day of the winter solstice, suddenly things shift and the days start to get longer. So the light is starting to take over and the dark is at an ebb. So we're getting lighter and lighter and lighter as the days get longer. You know, and then the opposite happens at the summer solstice. So at this time of year, one of the traditions I learned about was this method of saying goodbye and leaving behind in the dark some of those things that are no longer serving us, some of those feelings, those habits, those self-talk, the negative things that we leave behind, and then what do we want to bring with us into the light? I mean, it's kind of like a New Year's thing. It's a new year. We want to bring new stuff, but we're doing it in honor of the seasonal change. So I learned this ritual, and I've, you know, kind of personalized it myself, and I first did it at a party with our friends and neighbors. And we'd have these little Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa type parties, you know, where we'd invite our friends over and we'd make traditional Hanukkah type foods. So we'd make, you know, I don't know, latkes and applesauce, and then we'd have the little cookies that I would make made in the shapes of dreidels, and then we'd make Christmassy type things where we'd make Christmas cookies and Christmas treats and all this sort of stuff. And so we'd have this combination of foods, and we incorporated the solstice into that. And our neighbor friends at first were like, wow, this is different. But they came to love it. And the way we would do it is we would stand around the kitchen table, we'd dim the lights, we'd put a nice tablecloth on the table, and we'd gather as many candles as we had people. So we'd ask people to bring candles, and for those who didn't, we'd supply candles. And we'd put the candles out, and we had a lighter. It was much easier to use one of those lighters that you click on than a match. And we go around the table, and whoever wants to start, starts. And each person gets to choose a candle, and they get to reflect on what is it that's no longer serving them that they want to leave behind in the dark. What is it that they want to step into, like create some new habits? So we'll have people who say, like once I said, well, I want to leave behind judgment. You know, it doesn't help. It's not a light and happy thing to judge people. What I want to step into is acceptance. You know, and somebody else would say, I'm going to leave behind my habit of eating late at night and munching on chips right before I go to bed. And I'm going to step into a habit of eating a really nice, healthy meal at dinner time and not bothering after that and just drinking a little bit of water before I go to bed. Or whatever habit it was that they wanted to let go of and whatever new habit they wanted to step into. And we allow each person to go around the table, light their candle. You could reflect on it and stay quiet and then pass on the baton, so to speak, to the next person. Or you could say it out loud and share it with the group. And most people shared it out loud, and a few people were private and kept it to themselves. Well, what this does when we do this ritual, it really bonds people together. And there creates this joy and this connection and like celebration of each other and seeing the humanness in all of us and seeing that ability in all of us. And I really loved this ritual. And I remember we'd been doing it year after year after year for probably 6-7 years. And 1 year we didn't get to do it for whatever reason. There were a lot of stuff going on, and we didn't do it. And the following year when we did it, one of our neighbors said, "Oh, I'm so glad we're doing this again. I missed it last year. I really, really missed it. I love this ritual." So what kind of rituals can you build in? I mean, you're welcome to take that ritual. I took it from the, you know, whoever first introduced me to it from my women's group. You can do that kind of ritual or something like that that really helps to honor each person. Another ritual that we do, and we do this on usually on Christmas Day or any kind of special meals that we eat at home as a family. We put the nice tablecloth on, and we put the candles on the table. And this time we have one candle for each of our family members, so there's four, and the same, the lighter. And we go around the table, and we have each person say what are they grateful for. And sometimes we'll do it in a way of saying, say something that you're grateful for each person, like something you appreciate about each person. And so it really builds up that feeling, that reservoir of self reflection and your self image. It just really builds that up, and it feels really good, and it's a great way to just really step into that. So that's a ritual. I mean, we have other rituals, and I love rituals, and we still have a ritual of which we started when the kids were really, really little, is that as soon as they knew how to tell time, they were not allowed to wake us up before 8 o'clock for this ritual on Christmas morning, but before that, they would wake us up whenever they woke up. You know how little kids are on Christmas morning. They get excited and they get up early. But they would come into our room, and what we started to do when they were little and couldn't reach the stockings is that we would go out to the living room. We'd go, "Oh, look, let's go see. Let's everybody go grab their stocking and let's go lay in the bed and we'll all open it." And we'd all lay in our bed and we'd open up our stocking gifts. And it was always fun because we always would buy little things for each other. And then, of course, there was the Santa gifts that were in there. And it was really, really fun. And as they get older, it was like, "Well, don't come in until 8 o'clock and let us actually sleep," because we're usually up late the night before getting all their Christmas presents wrapped and stuff. And as of last year, with my kids being 16 and 20 last year, we still had that ritual where usually it's the younger one first that goes and gets the stockings and comes into our room and lays them on the bed. And now they sit on our bed instead of lay in our bed because they're too big to have four fully grown adults in a queen-size bed. And we still do that, and we laugh, and we cuddle, and, you know, then we'll go inside, and we'll all get some, you know, tea or some kind of drink and sit in the living room, and then we do the regular gift opening. And that's our ritual, right? That's our ritual. In my family of origin, we always had a Christmas Eve ritual where as soon as the clock struck midnight, the older kids might still be up, and the little kids would be in bed, and we'd go wake them up. We had 9 kids. That's why there's a lot of different kids at different ages. I was 20 or 21 when my little sister was 1. Yeah, I was 21 when she was 1. So we'd wake up the little ones and say, Santa came. And we'd open up gifts at that time, or we'd open up at least one gift each at that time. And so those are rituals that we decided on and defined. And that's the important part of this holiday season. Yes, it's really great to have good, healthy food rituals, right, to replace the food stuff that you may have done before and that are still healthy for you. And we have so many resources to allow you to do that. We have our Vital Healing Kitchen shows that we did one last month. We're going to do one again this month. We do those shows to give you the ability to see me in action in the kitchen making these kind of traditional things. But the point is really about connection. So I say honor that. Bring in some new traditions together with some of your old traditions and replace some of your old traditions that may not be as healthy for you as they could be with some new traditions, some foods, some of the gift-giving things. So that's really what I wanted to talk about. The other thing I wanted to talk about is this is going to be our last show of the year. I am personally going to take a couple of weeks off at the holidays to spend time with my family and not be in the throes of having all kinds of appointments and deadlines and things to do. We're also going to take a little hiatus from the show live for at least the month of January to give us some time to revamp. We're going to be rebranding it. We're going to have a new name, and we're going to be doing it differently. And we're just not sure exactly what that's going to look like. I know it's going to involve iTunes and podcasting and a lot of stuff like that. So we will keep you posted on that. So this will be the last one for a while. But I want you to know that there are tons of archives. We started the show, I think it was back in 2008, possibly 2009. It was a long, long time ago. So we have archives of all the past shows. And what we're going to be doing each week is doing the Remember This. So if you're not already on my newsletter list, I recommend that you just go out to drritamarie.com, and where it says 7 Simple Strategies to Jumpstart Your Energy, you can sign up, and that'll get you on our list. Or you could go to any number of a bunch of free gifts and things that we offer on the website. You just go to the free stuff tab on drritamarie.com, and that'll opt you in. Or you can go to drritamarie.com/go/VHK registration, and that'll register you for an in-person live hour-and-a-half food preparation class in my kitchen this Saturday. You'll be with me as I do stuff, and we do those once a month, and you'll get an invitation to actually join our vital community and get the recipe guide, et cetera. But those are ways for you to stay in touch with all of the wonderful resources that we have. You'll get on our newsletter list, and then we'll let you know once a week on Wednesdays. We send out a newsletter that has all kinds of healthy articles and resources and recipes. And then each week we announce our radio show in that newsletter. So while we're on hiatus here, what we're going to do is just kind of go through our archives and say, oh, that's a really good show, and just send you the link to the replay. So I'm really excited about this. My passion is to empower people to make day-to-day choices that just completely transform their lives. I don't think people should be suffering, and it's really frustrating from my perspective to see so many people out there getting conventional Western medical care that doesn't really look at the root cause. It just looks at putting Band-Aids on things. And so many people, you know, you deserve better than that. You don't deserve to go to the doctor with some sort of, you know, rash or headache or ache or pain and be told, well, we don't know what caused it, but here's a drug to make it go away. Because it doesn't really solve the problem. And you know that, or you wouldn't be here. That's why you're here. So I'm dedicated to that, and I'm dedicated to providing resources both on this show, on our Facebook page, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/Dr. Rita Marie. Go there and like the page, and we're posting articles and pictures and recipes, and we'll be doing a whole lot more there, and we'll also be connecting you from there each week, at least once a week, to one of our old radio shows, so that you can go back and really connect with that. So we'll make sure that you get access to that. It's facebook.com/Dr. Rita Marie. And I think there should be a link on the page where you're listening into this. We have a YouTube channel. We have a ton of videos out there already, and we're going to be starting to revamp and do some more out there. So we have a lot of great plans for reaching you, for giving you the resources that you need, and helping you to find the solutions that you need to be healthy. But right now, it's in the holiday season. There's, I think, a week and a half left before Christmas, or 2 weeks. What is today, the 16th? Yeah, so there's 9 days before Christmas. And it's, you know, don't get caught up in the shopping frenzy. You don't necessarily have to spend hours and hours and days at the mall with all the tempting foods and stuff there and the hustle and the bustle and the stress. There are ways that you can give gifts. We have a book. If you go to my website, drritamarie.com, and you go to the shop page, there's a book under seasonal called Blitz That Belly, and in there we have some amazing recipes, but also recipes for making holidays as stressless as possible, where, you know, ideas and tips for gift-giving and shopping. And I personally have not done any Christmas shopping out there yet. I will probably go out once to just see if I see some special stocking stuffers and all. But I either give gift, like certificates for things I know people love. I shop online for things that I know my people need. I give gifts of service. so I might give service. I know one of the gifts I gave my husband last year was a day, an afternoon at a spa that had massage and a flotation tank, and we went and did that. And that was so much better than just getting him a shirt or some pants or other things like that. So really think about those people you love. And rather than connecting by going, I wonder if they'll like this green shirt and that purple tie, really think about, who is this person? What are their loves? How can I connect with them deeply? How can I give them a gift of service from me? Like, is there something you do that's special that you can give them? So I honor you, and I appreciate you, and I would love to open up our lines for questions. Before I do, I want to tell you one last thing. You're going to see more about this next year, but a lot of people already pre-ordered my book. I have a new book coming out that's called Unstoppable Health. It's already reached the number one status on at least five categories on Amazon. It's in Kindle form right now, and it's actually on pre-order Kindle. But as soon as it's fully finished and out there at the beginning of March, it will be as a paperback and also on Kindle. You can order your pre-order right now because we're only charging 99 cents right now when it's in pre-order. You can pre-order it on Kindle for 99 cents and help us maintain our number one status by going to drritamarie.com/GO/unstoppable health. I'll make sure that that's the way it's spelled. Yeah. So drritamarie.com/go/unstoppable health. And if you order it now, it's only 99 cents in our pre-order period. So let's just open it up. I'm going to turn it over to Lynn so that she can make sure you know how to get in and ask a question if you have any questions or comments. I would love to hear some of your rituals. Like, what do you do that, or what does your family do that creates that amazing connection between you? So, I just lost my page. So, Lynn, go ahead.
Hi. Well, first of all, hi. So, first of all, if you are listening on the web and you may be a part of the chat, which is you can see at the bottom of your screen, then there's a place there where you can type in your questions or your comments, share how you spend your Christmas holidays or your thoughts about what's going on at this time of year, and then I will share that on the air. If you're listening on the phone, press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you'd like to call on the phone because you're on the web, call in to 424-243-9555, and again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. And so do I get a chance to share a little bit?
Absolutely, please.
Okay. So one thing that I enjoy about this time of year, and it was mentioned a little bit in the blog description, this is one of those times where you kind of tie the old and the new together.
Right.
And as was mentioned, the Yule wreath is a part of that wheel. There is the Norse goddess Frigga who would weave the fates and time and everything together, and that's what the what we might call a Christmas wreath is based on. And it's the whole idea of time. You know, time is like this wheel, and we at this time of year tend to look forward and backwards, and we see this continuity in our lives. And as we go forward, we take the things that we've learned so far in this journey and apply them to our lives. So as we go forward, we're always moving and including that consistency and constancy with us. And I really like that idea of the eternal nature of it all. And the other thing I wanted to share, so one of my ethnic backgrounds is I'm Armenian, and they actually celebrate their Christmas in January, January 6th. The week before their Christmas dinner, they fast. They don't eat anything in that week beforehand.
For
the whole
week?
For the
whole week. I love this culture. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
fasting is such an amazing health enhancer.
Yeah, it is. And then they have a very light Christmas Eve meal. Now, not all of it is Rita Marie worthy. It does have rice and fish, something called nevik, which is green chard and chickpeas. But then we have a wheat soup with yogurt, plain yogurt on top, called tanabur. Desserts are dried fruit and nuts, and then the kids will the walnuts are encased in a grape jelly. And then we have a dessert made with the puff pastry. And it has, again, grape jelly in between the layers. But anyway, and then they have the rest of the meal.
Nice.
So, anyway, I mean,
nice.
On Christmas Day itself.
Traditions
but they
are nice.
Have
I mean,
a lighter meal.
Yeah. I like it. And fasting is something I know the Jewish tradition does at Yom Kippur, but they only do 24 hours. Or maybe they do 2 days. I don't know. I think it's 24 hours. And 24 hours, you know, is nice. And fasting has been shown, intermittent fasting anyway, like that 24-hour stuff, has been shown to be really good for your health. So a week-long fast, wow, you can actually really do some good health improvement for people who can do it. And, you know, it's interesting because people will say, oh, how could you go that long without eating? But if your body's in tune and it's in balance, you can go a very long time without food. You just catabolize your own tissue, and you got plenty there. And so you may feel hungry, but you shouldn't feel, you know, out of sorts or irritable or lightheaded. And actually what the body does is it starts to break down and catabolize itself. It actually starts to heal, you know, and people see things like tumors go away and lesions they've had for a long time go away and problems they've had for a long time to start to reverse. So it's a good tradition. I probably clean up the act on the foods, but other than that,
I mean, and it's not all bad. It's, you know, there are some good things to it, but and I know there's a real emphasis on the family creating a meal together and that whole bit. But what the other interesting thing too about it is how emotional are during that fast. We think we're starving. We have absolutely no idea what starving is. There's a difference between fasting and starving.
Oh, absolutely.
And as you said, there, it doesn't mean you don't drink. You drink water, and you flush those things out.
Yes, plenty of water. That's important.
A week is doable.
Totally.
And you just have to get yourself in that. It's an emotional fasting as well.
Well, that's the thing that happens during fasting, is that you are allowed to, because your body's not spending so much time in digesting foods, you actually you're allowed to fast and cleanse emotionally. And I remember doing that when I did my long fast, and it was pretty amazing, the kind of things that we cleaned up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I warn my family when I'm fasting. You know, things come up and it's not that you don't talk about it. And this is a great time of year, actually, to do something like that. Even if you do it, like, with teas that can support you if you live in a colder climate. But, you know, it is that time where you contemplate your life and the direction you're going in.
Right.
And so doing a fast is not an unheard of thing, and it can be helpful.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that myself now, maybe between Christmas and New Year's. Yeah. All right, cool. So do we have any questions from our listeners that we want to address?
I don't have anything on the chat. Again, for those who might be on the line, if you want to share what you do or your thoughts on what we've shared, press 1 on your telephone keypad, and we'll be happy to open your line and hear what you have to share about what you do or what you'd like to do. And so far, no.
All right. Well, that's great. So I just appreciate your being here and listening, and I really hope you take to heart what we've shared here about the importance of creating connection, and I think creating ritual. And I know we all have specific rituals. I was just remembering another ritual that our family had was on Christmas Eve was big dinners of where we came from, an Italian family, so we'd always have some kind of homemade a pasta type of thing, whether it be making our own what's called manigatti or ravioli or something, where we'd actually make the noodles and cut them. And we got that tradition from my grandmother, my Italian grandmother, and that was it. The family would do it together. You know, we'd all just make this stuff together. We'd have a big meal that day and that evening, and then we'd open a present, and it was fun. And there was another ritual, and I cannot remember what it was that we did.
We had lasagna on Christmas Eve, and our parents let us have a glass of wine. I now realize it's because they wanted us to sleep.
Oh, that's funny. We had eggnog. That's what we would have. We'd have eggnog. We'd sit after dinner, and then we'd sit in the living room, and we'd just kind of hang out together, and we'd drink eggnog and eat Christmas cookies. We had a good time. And then we'd all hang up our stockings. So, and then we'd take movies of us kids hanging up our stockings at our fake mantle, because we didn't have a real fireplace, but they'd always buy one of these cardboard mantles, and we'd hang up our stockings, and then we'd go to bed, and then we'd open our presents. It's very cool.
It is. And it's what you remember. You may not remember the gifts that you got, but you remember that warm, cozy feeling that just wrapped you all up in it, and that's what we need to share to pass along.
To pass along that feeling of connection, and whatever those rituals are for you, like I said, you know, we brought our neighbors in with this connection of this ritual, the solstice ritual, and they missed it when we didn't do it. So it's exciting. Last year we didn't get around to doing it until the day after New Year's because it got so crazy and busy. This year we might do it the day after Christmas or the Sunday after Christmas, because the solstice weekend is when I really want to do it, but we have our Vital Healing Kitchen show and we have our potluck that day. So, anyway.
Invite your
neighbors. Thank you all. What's that? We
invite
the neighbors to the potluck. There we go.
Yeah.
And then we can do it there. That might be not a bad idea, actually. That might not be a bad idea. Well, thank you, everyone, for all your support. And like I said, you know, the show, we will come back, but we're going to do it a little bit differently. And we have exciting things planned. You can go out and join us on Saturday in my kitchen. And we have actually a special guest on Saturday. Her name is Elena Love, and she's the author of several raw foods cookbooks, recipe books. And we're going to teach you some foods to help support your immune system and keep you warm in the winter. And she's going to be in her kitchen, and I'll be in mine, and we'll have a lot of fun with that. And then we will, if you're in the Austin area, or even if you're in Texas somewhere, we've often had people drive from San Antonio or Houston or Dallas, come visit us, because we'll have a nice thing. And maybe we'll do that ritual. I think we will. I think we're going to do that ritual at our potluck this Saturday night. Why not? We have a potluck, and people bring yummy, delicious, healthy foods, raw foods, and we have a blast. So if you're anywhere in the area, come on by and see us on Saturday. And then the Vital Healing Kitchen, if you want to come join us, and we don't charge for that. If you don't get the recordings of it, but then you get to view it for 48 hours or 72 hours. And that's at DrRitaMarie.com/GO/ let's see, VHK, VHK registration, right? That's the one.
Yep.
And you get registered for it. You'll get it. You'll get reminders, and you get to come and enjoy yourself. So thank you very, very much, everyone, for being here. And stay tuned. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. Bye now.
Bye.